I don't know why I'm looking at this. I'm not going to have any dessert.
Neither am I. That salad was just enough.
More than enough.
It certainly was.
Well,
I don't know why I bothered to worry about my figure, though. I hardly ever see Ed. He's been home for dinner only twice this week.
Well, it's the same with Ben. I'd see more of him if I was a patient at the hospital.
Oh, you girls should be used to that by now. Doctors.
Oh, but it isn't the same thing. They've been having meetings with that Dr. Semple, the new radiologist. You know, the one that's so famous.
Oh, Ben says he's the greatest. They have banana cream cake on the menu again today.
Really?
They make it themselves.
I know.
You know, Alex says that Dr. Semple has a brilliant mind. Did you know that he's worked all over the world?
Oh, did I know? He's been decorated by every government, and it's an honor to work with him. And you can learn more in 1 year with Dr. Semple than you can learn in 3 years in school.
Oh, I've heard it all. Alex talks about him the way Mary used to talk about Elvis.
I know. In a way, you can't blame Mrs. Semple for being a snob.
Is she?
I mean, being married to a man like Semple, having traveled all over the world, she can't be very happy with Hildale.
She didn't show up at the hospital dance last week, did she?
No, but...
And we've had 3 auxiliary hospital luncheons since they're here, right?
Yes, but I...
Donna, I know you like to think the best of everyone, but face the facts. Mrs. Semple simply doesn't want to have anything to do with us because she feels we're not quite up to her standards.
Well, I suppose you're right.
What's she look like?
Who? Mrs. Semple.
I don't know.
We've never met her. Banana cream cake.
2.
3.
Do I look all right?
All right. You look sensational.
Really? You think I'm overdressed?
No, I didn't say you were overdressed.
Honey, you just said I look sensational. I don't want to look sensational in the middle of the day.
All right. I take it all back. You look, all right.
Honey, do you think I really ought to call on Mrs. Semple, supposing she snubs me?
Well, darling, why don't you wait and see what happens?
But if Dr. Semple's a snob...
I didn't say he was a snob. All I've ever said was that he didn't seem to be the sociable type.
What do you mean?
Well, he's just one of those men who's so engrossed in his work that he doesn't take the time for the social amenities. That's all.
Well, what do you think? Think I should go through with it?
Well, darling, not if it's going to make you so nervous. But I must say that prejudging Mrs. Semple isn't quite fair.
Well, I'd better change my dress.
What's the matter? You're not going?
Of course I am.
Well, then why are you changing your dress?
Because you said I look like nothing.
I said no such thing.
So you said I looked all right, and to look all right is to look like nothing.
All right, let me put it another way. You look, very all right. Marvelously all right. I could start again with sensational.
Just made up my mind.
What?
Mrs. Semple can take me as I am or not at all.
That's the old fighting spirit.
Oh, Alex, you're such a darling, but you're so indecisive. Hello. I'm Mrs. Stone. I'd like to talk to Mrs. Semple if she's not busy.
Oh, please come in.
Thank you. Oh, what a beautiful room.
Oh, you are kind to say so.
Mrs. Semple certainly has wonderful taste.
You was a most generous. We brought a great many things with us from Japan.
Oh, yes. I wouldn't think you'd be able to find... Are you Mrs. Semple?
Yes. I'm sorry, I should have introduced myself.
Oh, no, it's my fault. My husband works with Dr. Semple at the hospital.
Oh.
And I came by to welcome you to Hildale.
You're very good. I will be grateful if you will accept the seat of honor on our home.
Thank you.
It is seat of honor because it is one nearest to the Tokonuma. Oh, forgive me. I will bring a chair.
Oh, no, please don't bother. I'll sit on the floor.
It's not to bother. We have a chair.
No, I'd rather sit on the floor.
I would be honored if you will share some Japanese tea and cake with me.
Oh, thank you, but I really can't. I'm having lunch with friends, Mrs. Semple. Oh,
please call me Chiyo.
Of course. Chiyo.
Yes.
Chiyo. Well, I hope you're enjoying Hilldale.
Oh, yes, but it is a little frightening. It is such a big city.
Hilldale? Why, it's just a small town.
To me, it is a giant. Until I was married, I lived all my life in Japan in a tiny village in Hyo.
Hyo?
Yes. And for 600 years, my family lived in Hyo. I was the first to leave.
But haven't you and Dr. Semple traveled all over Europe?
My husband traveled all over Europe before we married. And your Hilldale is the largest city I have ever lived in, and so beautiful.
Well, I'm sure you'll find it very friendly.
Thanks to you, I already have.
Would you and Dr. Semple like to come to dinner one night, meet some of the other doctors and their wives?
I would be honored.
Good. Well, how about tomorrow night, if you haven't any other plans?
We have no other plans. I will inform my husband and let you know. Thank you.
Well, I hope you can make it. And now, I really must go.
For me, these few moments have been most pleasant.
For me, these few moments have been most pleasant, too.
I should have brought you a chair.
Oh, no, I was very comfortable. Hmm? Just a matter of getting used to it. Oh, hi, girls. Gee, I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, that's all right, Donna. We just got here ourselves.
Yes, in fact, we thought probably you'd be waiting for us.
Oh, good. Well, then it worked out just fine. Well, now, what do we have here that's good today? No, I had that at home last night.
Oh, Donna, stop it.
Stop what?
You know what? Did you see Mrs. Semple?
Oh, that. Yes, I did. Now, I wonder, would beef be too heavy for lunch?
Donna, don't be so maddening.
What does she look like?
Was she friendly?
Where did she come from?
Girls, please. All right, I saw her. Yes, she's very beautiful.
That's a disappointment.
How about the clothes?
Like nothing you've ever seen in Hilldale.
I was afraid of that.
Sounds like she comes from one of those snobbish Eastern schools.
Well, she didn't say, but yes, I'd say she did go to an Eastern school, yes.
Old family, I suppose.
Oh, yes, very old family. 600 years in the same town.
Where?
I think she said Ohio.
Ohio? Where in Ohio? I have friends in Akron. What's your maiden name?
Did you get inside the house?
Yes, yes, I did. And we had a very lovely visit.
Now I wish I'd gone with you.
So do I.
Would you really like to meet her?
I certainly would.
Well, it's easy. They're coming to our house tomorrow night for dinner. Would you like to join us?
Ed and I can make it.
Wild horses couldn't keep me away. Ben and I'll be there.
Good. Now, what should we have for lunch?
What'll it be, ladies? The usual?
Mm-hmm.
Three low-calorie salads, three black coffees, three banana cream cakes.
Here.
Doctor?
Thank you.
Are you sure you'll be comfortable here? Would you rather?
Oh, no, thank you. In my house, you sit on a pillow. In your house, I sit on a chair.
Well, you have the seat of honor in our house, the one closest to the television set.
It was good of you to invite us for dinner, Mrs. Stone. I'd like Chiyo to meet people. I don't think I'm very good company day after day.
You are good company. That is why I married you. But I am afraid I am not such a good company.
But you are. That's why I married you.
Tell me, darling, am I good company?
Well, sometimes. And then there are other times. But that's why I married you. Oh, that's better, McKay.
Couldn't be. They're never on time, let alone early.
Oh. Hi, girl.
Hello, Aunt Ben.
Good evening, Don. How are you?
Yes. Dr. and Mrs. Henry, Dr. and Mrs. Wiley. You know Dr. Semple?
Yes.
Alex. Hiya, Doc.
And Mrs. Semple. May I take your wrap?
Yes, thank you, Doc.
And your coat.
Why didn't you tell us?
Tell you what?
You know. You said she came from Ohio.
I said Ohio. That's in Japan.
She's very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, don't forget to try the eggplant. It's fixed Japanese style with rice wine.
You made it yourself?
Mm-hmm. I got the recipe at the library. Took me 6 hours to prepare.
6 hours? That long?
Well, a half hour to prepare, and 5.5 hours running all over town trying to find the rice wine. Dinner, everybody.
Be right there, darling.
Come on, Kay, Chio. Do you like American food?
Oh, very much. It is so interesting, so exotic.
Take a plate. Thank you.
You know, by 7 o'clock, I can feel all the tensions of the day in my back and shoulders.
Me too, especially in the deltoids.
Oh, with me, it's my feet. By the end of the day, I feel like I've been walking around on my ankles. What's your problem, Doctor?
Oh, I don't have any. Good massage every day, and I feel fine.
Every day? How do you find the time?
Chio does it for me at home. She's quite an expert. Oh.
Coffee now?
No, thank you.
Well, shall we have something to eat?
Everything smells perfectly delicious. You better get in there and get something while it's still hot.
Wonderful meal, Donna.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
I was watching Chio. She simply loved the Japanese eggplant.
Really? Excuse me, Beth. More coffee, Kay?
Oh, just a little, please.
Now, darling?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little bit.
All right.
Thank you.
Coffee, Chio, or would you prefer tea?
No, thank you. I am getting fond of coffee. Oh, I enjoyed very much the dinner tonight.
Oh, thank you.
But most of all, I enjoyed your eggplant.
Really? Well, I wondered what you'd think of it.
Oh, I have never tasted eggplant that way. I like American food. You must give me the recipe sometime.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Hey! Why doesn't everybody come to our house tomorrow night for dinner? Chio is a great cook.
Well,
what do you think?
Yes, we're free. Fine, aren't
we? Wonderful.
They?
Fine. Wonderful.
And speaking of eggplant, Chio will fix it for you like you've never had it before, Japanese style, with rice wine.
Sounds good.
Mom, you mean they eat the whole meal sitting on the floor?
Yeah, that's the custom.
Well, I think it's easy.
Oh, sure, it's easy enough sitting down.
But try standing up after you've sat through a whole meal.
Wait a minute, I think I have an idea that might work. You put your hand just a little bit to the back of you, and then you...
Chio does it so easily.
Hey, I've got an idea. Watch this.
Oh, what's up? Or should I say down?
Mother's practicing for dinner tonight at the Semples.
By the way, Semple called to thank you for dinner last night.
Why thank me? She thanked Chio. We didn't move a muscle all evening. She did everything but smoke his cigar for him.
Ben and Ed could hardly hide their envy.
Don't let it give you any ideas, dear.
Well, I can dream, can I?
Daddy?
Hmm? Oh.
So after all that marketing in the supermarket, there we were with a big bag of groceries. Well, I walked out thinking the clerk was going to carry it, but Chio picked it up herself. Here she is, carrying this enormous bag of groceries, trailing along behind. And I couldn't understand why everybody was staring.
The clerk was only a boy.
He was twice your size.
Gee, it's getting late. I wonder where everybody is.
Oh, they should be here any minute.
Beth and Kay have no sense of time.
They sure don't.
The time one spends waiting for a friend is always short. Will you excuse me?
Chio likes people. She doesn't quite understand that sometimes people have strange attitudes towards someone who is different from themselves. Someone whose dress and customs are unfamiliar.
Well, I'm sure you won't run into that in Hilldale.
I'm sure.
Would you care for fish while we're waiting?
Oh, thank you.
Will you excuse me?
Certainly.
Mmm, it's delicious.
It certainly is. It's fish, you say?
Yes, this is the way they make it in Japan.
How do you cook it?
Oh, we don't cook it. It's raw fish.
What's the matter?
Kay and Ben won't be here.
They're not coming?
Kay has a headache.
Oh, how sad. Perhaps you can tell her what to do to make the headache go away.
You forget that her husband's a doctor also, Chio.
How stupid of me. I am disappointed that they will not be here.
I think we should begin dinner now. There's no use in waiting.
Oh, but Beth and Ed are not here yet.
I won't be surprised to find that Beth doesn't feel well either.
Aren't you jumping to conclusions, Doctor? And I don't think your method is very scientific.
No, but I have a feeling it's quite accurate. What's your diagnosis for Beth, Doctor? Another headache?
I really don't know.
Is there an epidemic?
Just a contagion. Well, Beth may not come up with a headache. She may be more imaginative. What do you think, Donna?
Well, I don't think anything.
Well, on second thought, I think it'll probably be a headache. It's simple and reliable and traditional. Oh, there's the headache now.
I do not understand. Do you understand, Donna?
Well, it's just that your husband seems to think...
Diagnosis confirmed. Beth has a headache. Will you start dinner now, please? Donna?
Alex, I'm just furious at Kay and Beth.
Well, I'm a little surprised at them myself.
Poor Chio.
You know, Ed, Ben, and I have a meeting with Semple at the hospital tomorrow. I'm not looking forward to that.
Well, I'm going to call those two girls in the morning and really tell them what I think.
Well, you can tell them what I think, too. Now, wait a minute. Who are you calling at this hour?
Beth, I've changed my mind.
Well, honey, it's late. You'll wake her.
I hope so. Beth, this is Donna. I just want you to know that I think you did a terrible thing tonight, not going to Chio's dinner party. Yes. Well, yes. Yes. Well, I spent the day at Aunt Helen's. Yes, I see the message now. Oh, Beth, I'm sorry I woke you, but I'm glad I called you because now I'll be able to sleep. Well, I'll tell you all about it tomorrow. All right, good night.
What is it? Now you're not angry with Beth?
Not very.
Women.
Men.
As you've seen from these plates taken over a 3-week period, there's been very little change. But now, with increased medication, I think you will find...
Dr. Semple, if you'll just let us explain...
Yes, if you'll only... If you don't mind, I'd rather consider what happened last night a closed incident. My private affairs have nothing to do with my professional life. Now, you will observe in this area here, I believe...
Sorry to be late.
It's all right.
Well, you'll notice that... how are your wife's headaches?
I don't find that very funny, Dr. Stone.
Neither do I.
Well, it's amusing to me.
Our wives' headaches weren't directed at Chio. They were for you.
What's that?
That's right. You were the cause of the headaches.
You see, Arthur, the women are very fond of Chio, but they're up in arms against you.
Why me?
Well, they see you as some sort of threat against the American woman's way of life.
Oh, so that's what it was.
You know what really triggered it, Arthur? You'll never believe this, but you know what brought on those headaches?
No, what?
Well, Beth and Kay were in the supermarket and saw Chio walking behind you carrying that big bag of groceries.
What's the joke?
You do not ask me why I wanted to see you. Is it wrong for me to come to you with my problem?
Oh, no, Tio. But I just thought that you would tell me in your own way and in your own time.
I am troubled. Last night, when Beth and Kay did not come for dinner, Arthur was very angry.
Did he tell you why he was angry?
No, but I am afraid it was my fault. You, my friend, tell me, did I do something that was wrong?
Oh, no, Jill, nothing. Beth and Kay didn't come to your party because of Arthur. They don't like the way he has you waiting on him hand and foot. You know, doing everything for him.
But he does not expect it of me. I do it because I love him and because that is the way my mother did it for my father and her mother before her.
Yes, I know. But here the customs are different. That doesn't mean they're better, but they are different.
Do you think it would be better if I act like other American ladies?
Oh, Gio, don't do anything you don't want it to.
But if I live in America, I should be American. Arthur always say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do.
Yes, I've heard that expression.
Then I will do like the Romans. Be American.
But Gio, it's your choice to make. You see, that's one of the nice things about living in a democracy.
Democracy? That means all the men are equal.
And the women, too.
So?
Well, we got them to give us the vote.
Even your Statue of Liberty, that is a woman.
Oh, Tio. As my son Jeff would say, you're really digging it.
Well, what'll it be? The usual?
No. Today we'll have an American lunch. Two orders of hamburgers with baked beans and two orders of apple pie.
Me too.
Come in, gentlemen. Gio. Gio. Make yourselves at home, gentlemen.
Thank you, Arthur. I was just wondering.
What?
I was wondering what would happen if I brought three men home to lunch. Unannounced.
I think I know what you mean.
That's strange.
What's the matter? I don't know. Chio isn't here.
Well, she wasn't expecting you or us. Nothing to worry about.
Maybe she went shopping. No, she'd be back long before now. She's always here at mealtimes. Something's happened to her. She was worried this morning, I know.
Something has happened to her.
Well, hi, dear.
Hi, darling.
I have decided to become American wife. What do you think?
Gio, you're a knockout.
Good or bad?
Good.
Alex? Did you talk to Arthur Semple at the hospital today? Did you ask him if they want to go to the concert with us? What'd he say?
He said he'd love to. But he'll have to ask Chio.
Thank you.
Screen Gems film presentation from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.